Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Randy.
Hey everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the podcast where two badass, shut up, two badass fucking,
you thought about that for
oh, you're a son of a bitch, two badass, well, one badass and other fucking,
that's true, I am carrying you the whole way.
Ah, all right, the only podcast where two Muppet fucking comedians pick the most metal shit in the universe. With me as always, comedian Dan Weber.
Hey.
I'm comedian Noriko Ott. With as always, super metal producer Randy.
Yeah.
Coming to us from beautiful, wonderful, fuzzy Cranival Studios from Portland, Oregon, the birthplace of Nag Champa scented sparklers. It's it was just 4th of July, Randy. Then Nag Champa's big here.
I guarantee there's at least one person that lit Nag Champa.
What is Nag Champa? It's an incense.
It's an incense. An incense. Oh. It's like that. If you smelled it, you would fucking recognize okay. it if you ever went to college.
It's classic. It's the classic incense smell.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And people lit that shit and then just wave it around really fast so that people on acid be like, fireworks. Like, that's
yeah,
for
that's
sure.
Like, okay. Oh, yeah. Go light these. There's a couple of hippie kids in homemade clothes running around through the streets with Nag Champa sticks for sure.
Yeah.
The little cone in their fingers.
Oh, like, yeah.
I got this out of the skull on my uncle's dresser.
Oh, the little cone ones?
That's one type. And then there's the stick. It does look like a spark.
Okay.
Yes. Boy, it's better when you explain it. That's always. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is What's More Metal. We pick the best, most metal topics in the universe when we tell something metal. It's usually those badass, kick-ass, what's yeah. killed the most people. Sexy. Yeah. What's killed the most Nazis. Usually,
yeah,
those
Nazis.
Are like, those are the best, the most metal things. This week, we're doing most metal UFO sighting.
Oh, okay.
And most metal Godzilla monster. Okay, so we just paused because Dan didn't look up UFO sighting, so he had to do some research kind of last minute. But that's yeah. all right. Look, I fucked up last month on one of these, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, but on the positive side, I did research what we're doing in 2 months. Two
yeah.
weeks.
Oh, yeah. In that 2 weeks, you got
I got 2 weeks nailed.
Yeah, totally fine. So yeah.
I did half of the research I should have
yeah,
done.
There you go. You're fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? Take a nap for 2 weeks. That's what I would do. Right. Just fucking,
I fucking
stop.
Wish.
It's totally fine. This week's been kind of fucking weird for me. I've been biking more because I've just been, my car's not legal at this point, and I want to get that settled up. So I need to get my insurance paid for and shit, and I'm kind of broke for another week or two. So I've been biking. I've been meaning to anyway, and it's been nice out. But my seat is like a rhino's dick. It's like just armor plated and hard. It's like, it's literally like being dry humped around the city. It's like my taint and ass, like yeah. it's like having my own ass bones saw through my butt cheeks. It's fucking horrendous.
It's like you're sitting on a Judas chair.
Yeah, it is. A Judas cradle. Yeah,
Judas
yeah.
cradle.
I just have like a, yeah, it might as well be a wooden triangle. I'm just plopping my taint on. It's fucking yeah. gnarly. It's rough. It's like not
yeah, I've seen
my
it,
favorite.
And it not good.
And I don't know if you've heard this, but I'm aging. So now my knee is making this real fun popping sound when I bike.
Mm.
It doesn't hurt, but I'm like, that's probably not great.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good, that there's just a spray paint marble rolling around in my knee, apparently. Just yep. click clacking around. I'm like, that's not, my bottom bracket and my left knee is just not great. So I don't know. I'm just, that's been going on with taint and knee, not having the best time.
Right.
Also my back and neck. Those are like, okay, most of my body's falling apart. But this is what might get, I'm being active like an idiot. I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Dan? Anything?
What?
You, what
that,
yeah, I don't know. How's your week?
Oh, I went to a ridiculously affluent suburb of Portland.
Oh, yeah.
4th of July.
Yeah.
I went in on a boat out in the middle of Lake Oswego.
Oh.
Which is a private lake. Like, you can't
yeah.
get to it.
Yeah,
if you're
it's
not
a rich people's
there.
Lake. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was full of fucking rich people.
Mm-hmm.
We, our boat got way too close to the barge that was firing.
Nice.
So it got coated with ash.
Oh, shit.
Like, I got ash in my eye. Like,
yeah.
It was just like watering like the rest, I couldn't hardly see it.
Yeah.
A plug from one of the explosives hit me in the chest, fell out of the sky, and like Jesus bounced Christ. Off my chest.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, being that close, it's kind of tight. Like,
it fucking rocks.
Yeah, I got super fucking drunk.
Nice.
These kids, we were at a bunch of different houses that are worth more than I'll ever be. And one of them, the kid, they have a kid who's in college. He's home, and he had two friends over, and they were playing a drinking game, and my sister brought me over and had me play it with him. It's called King's Cup. And you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's where you drink out of the jock strap? Like,
no.
Oh, never mind.
No, King's Cup.
I'm just playing.
No. Yeah,
no, yeah, King's Cup.
You just draw cards and all of them mean something.
Yeah.
You?
And eventually you make a giant cup of booze together.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's not what we played. Like, I honestly think they just made it up on the fly every time. Did we draw a new card that they hadn't seen before? And they're like, we got to came up with some reason why this is a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That sounds awesome, though.
I got fucking, yeah.
Annihilated.
That wasn't good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dan's playing some drinking games.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I already was half in the bag.
You must have been. For you to be like.
I passed out in a rocking chair for a while, like
nice.
An old man.
Nice.
On the edge of one of the canals.
That fucking rules, though.
It was, I mean, it's fucking nice out there, for
That's
sure.
That's fucking bad
It's just
fuck.
Too much, I mean, it's too much wealth,
Ugh.
But.
I'm bummed. I can't make it out to my brother's house for 4th of July. He always sets off this big fireworks display out in the middle of the woods. Like, or not in the woods, but out in the country where he lives. And he also floats a barge out in this lake and sets off a bunch of, like...
Does he make his own mortars?
He makes a bunch of stuff.
That's fantastic.
And he also just orders a bunch of illegal shit. Like, it's very, like... It's a hell of a legal. It's amazing. But
what's his address?
Here it is. So that's awesome. But I know, like, I talked to I messaged my niece. My older brother's like, kind of, he's like, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore, which I get. But I messaged my niece, and she was like, it's okay. We'll save some stuff. We were going to have a big bottle rocket fight, though, with the whole family. And I'm like, fuck, I missed a chance to hit my older brother in the face with a bottle rocket. God damn it. I don't know. I've definitely shot that dude many times with a Roman candle, and it's been the best time of my life. So anyway, happy 4th, everybody.
Yeah,
happy 4th.
Yeah, and Quattro del Julai, as I like to call it. I have no idea if that's what it's called, but whatever.
That's what it's called in Mexico.
That is in my mind.
I mean, that's. I mean, they don't celebrate it, but.
Right, exactly. I don't think Julai is probably not the
right
month at all. I didn't take Spanish. I never took Spanish at all. But What's More Metal was just recently voted best podcast to binge by Bulimic Blogger Magazine. That's
BBM.
Yeah, BBM. Okay. And so
BBM.
Yeah, so thanks for that.
Yeah,
thanks for regurgitating those facts. Fucking very cool.
Go to number one podcast to hunt humans to.
By
most
Dick
dangerous
Cheney's,
game monthly.
Dick Cheney's Diary voted us.
Good old DCD.
Dick Cheney voted us number one podcast to shoot your friend in the face to.
Just shooting a bunch of like tied up pigeons. Like, are they walking around? Just pigeons on leashes. Shoot this one. I got him. I got it. I got him.
Goddamn.
I got him. Hey, Luke, look at the. Oh, shit. Fuck you. Get your face out of my gun, you dumb motherfucker. He talks like the Penguin.
Yeah. He does. Absolutely.
He's a villain. He's a villain. Anyway.
I kind of want to see that movie that they made about him with
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's
oh,
on Hulu.
It looks real fucked up.
I have to watch that on Hulu.
Yeah,
Hulu.
The Mrs. Doubtfire of streaming services. Oh my god. All right. Well, I've gone past it on the caffeine. That's when I make that level, the Mrs. Doubtfire. When I reach to cross the Mrs. Doubtfire line.
Yeah.
The MDL. So dumb. All right, guys, I think we're going to start with, you want to do a UFO sighting? Or
sure.
All right, we're going to start with UFO sighting, and to decide who gets to go first, Dan and I do the most metal thing possible, and that's roll 20-sided die. But we're rolling the new, soon-to-be-released Patreon What's More Metal 20-sided die, which is the size of a golf ball, marbly black. What's More Metal's number one, because we're the number one podcast to fuck to by Fuckcast Magazine.
Yep.
And the 20, the natural 20, is just says Natch Twombo on it.
Yeah.
So you can also piss Dan off. So, all right, rolling the die now. I got an 11. Never forget.
I honestly hope I roll a 9.
Oh, please roll a 9. You got 11. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. We got to bust out the tie crusher.
I can't believe how often this works. So, super listener Matt Silber sent us the most metal gift of all, which was a 120-sided die. It's the size of a fucking cue ball. It's massive, and it's our tie crusher die. So I'm going to roll it. It's heavy as fuck. I think that's a 35. Dan?
Okay. Well, Dan rolls. Matt, please come to Portland's Funniest so I can get you your What's More Metal die.
Okay.
You got, it looks like a 44.
44. Okay, oh, Dan so gets to I'm go first. All right.
On most metal UFO sighting. Now, right. This is an unidentified object that someone saw.
Yeah. Well done.
In case there was any confusion.
All right. So I'm going to go with the first. The first recorded UFO sighting in human history.
Oh, shit.
Which was done by Ezekiel in the Bible.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Good fucking call.
If you've ever read it, it just shows, like, he just...
Now, this is the human Bible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the alien one. He sees a wheel of fire in the sky and a bunch of fucking multi-eyed shit just floating around. It's absolutely batshit. It looks like it when you read it, it looks like something that would have been in the movie Heavy Metal.
Nice. And is that who gave him the recipe for that bread?
Yeah. Ezekiel.
That's what the whole book is about.
Yeah, Ezekiel bread.
What the fuck?
It's a type of bread.
Oh. I had no idea.
It's a type of bread. Anyway.
Yeah, how would I know? Well,
I don't know because it's a reference.
Does,
you should
he does,
know.
He does make him. He does make him cook something, but it's
true.
It's like sawdust and fucking cow dung.
Nice.
And then has him eat it in front of people to let him know that Jerusalem's fucked.
Oh, you mean you mean chunky peanut butter?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a flaky peanut butter. That one.
If you're just tuning in, Albert Fish used to call shit peanut butter. So there we are. Everybody's
peanut butter.
Also pissed with cider.
Yeah.
We don't know what he called jizz. Mayonnaise, I'm guessing.
Mayonnaise. Sour cream.
Manacle whip. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I don't know. I don't know. Ezekiel. So it was like it was a wheel of fire. And
Yeah. And it's just, he sees, and then he sees aliens come out and come visit him, and he thinks they're angels, but fuck only knows.
Oh, shit. Just like that Styx song.
Yeah.
But to his surprise, they've got up on a starship and headed for the skies. I get it. I'm sorry. The skies. Okay, so. Then they sailed away. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Yep.
Again, I'm in the Mrs. Delphi, across the Mrs. Delphi line, long ago. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I often wonder if, the Bible would, like, the Old Testament God was just a demon that they had to appease, or, like, some omnipotent creature that, like an it-like figure that would live under a city and you had to feed it people and shit, or it did horrible things, just whispered secrets into people's ears. And then aliens.
Yeah. I mean, it makes more sense if you think about it that way, for sure.
Yeah.
like there's a demon god that's hunting the Jews like that, and they just have to appease it at all the time.
They had to wander through the desert and shit. And it's like, yeah, it just, yeah.
Walk
I don't know.
Till you die.
That's a great choice, Dan.
Yeah.
My choice for most metal UFO sighting is pretty recent. November 14th, 2004, the USS Princeton was part of the Nimitz carrier group. They noticed for two straight weeks that 100 miles off the coast of San Diego, they would count up to 10 objects floating around. They would catch see it on radar.
Yep.
They'd be 80,000 feet. They would come in, flying in. Then they would drop quickly to 20,000 feet, hover for like 3 hours there, and then bail, and then just zip away like super fast. And this happened for like 2 weeks. They counted up to 10 objects. Finally, one time they were they actually happened to have planes in the air while these objects were out there, and so they scrambled them. And the one of the pilots, Commander David Fravor of the Black Aces, very cool name.
Hell yeah.
He's part of like I think it's two guys and there's like four dudes because they have a co-pilot. But there's
I think
two
I know
jets,
this story.
Two jets, yeah. They go flying out. They see that there's just a circle in the ocean that's being like of water sloshing around crazily. They see like a shadow under the water as they're flying around. And they're like, that's fucked. Then suddenly appears out above the water is what they described as a white tic tac shape just floating above the water. Like right above the water. Also like causing the waves and stuff. They said that there was no exhaust because of the infrared and shit. There's no exhaust, no wash, no wings. So they can't detect any kind of propulsion out of it. It suddenly zipped away. It was like blinked out. It was 60 miles away when it appeared on their radar again. So they calculated it must have moved at 3 times the speed of sound.
Good
when it
God.
Moved. Which, by the way, looked it up. Speed of sound. 767 miles per hour.
Say it's just over 2,100 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. So they moved by my calculation 2,301 miles per hour, which I don't know how to work out the G forces that would be on a human body, like because that's math. So if you Dan nothing, I don't know.
Can't pause. I mean that's a much more complicated calculation.
I think it's something at like Mach 5. It's 5 times gravity, so every 10 pounds is 50 pounds. So okay, 150-pound person at Mach 5, but I don't know what the speed Mach 5 would be. Whatever.
It's 5 times the speed of sound. That's what Mach is.
Like, okay, so then it would be...
So it's Mach 3.
Mach
then.
3. So it would be he would be every pound would be 3 pounds.
30.
30 pounds.
Yes, because it's 10 times.
10 times?
Or every 10... Yeah, so every pound would be 3 pounds, so yes.
150 okay. pound dude would be 450 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So that would turn you into fucking soup.
Yeah. You would. I mean, it wouldn't be the speed that would do it to you. It would be the acceleration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it goes from 0 to Mach 3 mm-hmm. in like less than a second.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
would turn
it's
you to
instant.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
That
your
shit.
Brain would smash into the back of your
yeah.
head.
Yeah. You can't survive. Those G forces would be fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be like lethal. And so, it was seen by a pilot. There's like, I believe unless there's footage from everything, but there is footage of his cockpit. I think of this one. It might be another one from the article. You know, even like they fly in a different thing from the article, just as a picture, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I believe there's footage of it on his cockpit thing. But that one, I love a good one where it's like, oh shit, that's like a lot of details and it's like, it's corroborated a bunch, mm-hmm. which is fucking really sick. So there was actually reports written and stuff, about it and that these guys did. So, that was, the one that, freaked me out, or not freaked me out, but, when it comes, it's funny, like God, I'm like, nope. But when it comes to aliens, well, maybe I get very agnostic about it because I'm like I'm very even like probably not but well, also like that's kind of cool though like you know so
mathematically it makes sense so like there's it's what is it it's statistically impossible that life doesn't exist anywhere else
right but it's also statistically very very unlikely that, that they visited
yeah. Yeah, yeah
that they can traverse those distances because
right.
they're fucked but yes but maybe that you know interdimensional.
Have
we don't know.
Have you read...
they're angels. That's what I'm trying to say.
yeah.
Have you read about the Valentich disappearance?
No.
The Valentich disappearance, it was a fighter jet that had a radio transmission. He was flying exercises, I believe. And the last thing that came out over the transmission, I'm going to look it up in a minute to verify it. The last thing that came out over the transmission was, it's flying above me and it's not human. And then the plane went missing and he was never found.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did he hit 88 miles per hour? Is that what happened?
There you go. Did that fighter jet go 88 miles an hour? Did it fall like a stone? Because that would actually... He time traveled to the past instantly because he was no longer in the present.
Yeah.
He's still traveling backwards.
He's still, he can't
from
stop.
From us. Did you have a backup, Dan?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. So
I was a kid, we were at a concert at the Rose Garden here.
Mm-hmm.
My mom sang with a choral group.
Uh-huh.
So they had a concert up there, and she brought my sister and I. And I remember looking up and seeing like what looked like a flaming egg.
Oh shit.
Like fly over. But I like that's it. Like it was green flames and like a copper color.
Uh-huh.
But
that rocks.
Yeah.
It's
always weirded me out.
One time as a kid I was looking up at the stars and shit and I saw it was something spinning like but not in a perfect circle in one spot. It was like it was falling but spinning in like a perfect like circle the whole way down. So it was this like blinking tail light like flashing like the whole time. So it was just like falling in a perfect circle blinking until it disappeared at like behind trees and shit on the distance. But it was just like I remember being like, don't know what the fuck that was, but like so pretty crazy. But yeah, like I've always lived in cities since then, so it's always been like, there's so much light pollution, it's like you don't really get to fuck with the night sky as much as you used to.
Right.
Pretty badass.
I mean, this was like 1975 or 6. Yeah. So
before the light bulb.
Well, also before Portland got so fucking big that there was that much light pollution.
Yeah.
Like you could still see the night sky in downtown.
That's funny.
And I wasn't even in downtown. We were on the outskirts at the Rose Garden on the Council Crest. So
yeah, there you go. So guys, to decide what's the most metal choice is, you get to decide. So we're gonna put our choices up on Instagram stories, wherever, and you guys will let you vote on it, and we'll tell you who you tell us who won. Is it Ezekiel from the Bible? And then
the Bible, the bread guy,
the bread dude, Ezekiel from the Bible, or is it November 2004? What the fuck is his name? Commander David Fravor's Tic Tac UFO. I don't know what to call. I don't know what to call a sighting, but let's say David Fravor's 2004 sighting. So you let us know. I had a quick backup, but it was just March 1st, 1639. This is the first American UFO sighting. John Winthrop was the governor of the Massachusetts Bay Company. And he wrote in his diary that James Everill, a sober, discreet man, and two other men who were probably drunken fibbers. They were rowing a rowboat down the muddy river, and they saw, that was the name of the river, they saw a great light flare up in the sky, zip around. The light was 3 yards square. And then this is my favorite quote, is that when it ran, it contracted into the figure of a swine. So they saw a burning, flaming pig flying around. and then when it finally disappeared, they realized that they were a mile the wrong direction from where the water was going, so that they think that they might have been transported by it. Like physically. So I think that brings us to the next topic, though.
Next topic.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dan went first last time.
Yep.
I get to go first this time. This is Most Metal Godzilla Monster.
Hell yeah.
And literally, it came down to two. Like, and I don't mean for top point. I mean, there were only two that I fucking thought that they were just the highest on the list for me. And with that, I'm going to go with a little Godzilla monster known as Modified Gigan, or Gigan.
Yeah.
Modified Gigan was from, so Gigan is was a monster already in the pantheon. He looked like a T-Rex, but his arms had sickle blades on it for hands.
He was and a then, cyborg.
Yeah, he was a cyborg, had a robot eye, but he also had like a buzzsaw blade in his stomach.
Okay.
That was original shitty Gigan. Modified Gigan is from 2004's Godzilla Final Wars. Gigan is revived and enhanced. He's given two double chainsaw hands. So both hands are two chainsaws together. And it's the, like, that's the most over the top badass shit that's ever fucking happened. I'll pull up a picture right now to show Dan, but so Matt, yeah, it's side by side chainsaws. Yes, I don't know. It's so fucking, because one chainsaw hand pretty good, but two chainsaw hands fucking,
oh yeah,
super sick.
Yeah.
So it's these giant square.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and I don't mean side by side like
looks like a Mortal Kombat
horizontally
character.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like these are. Like the I don't know how to explain. Like imagine a tuning fork with chainsaw teeth all the way around it. It's so fucking sick. Also, in this version, Gigan moves faster than Godzilla, so he's doing kung fu and shit, like as a giant monster. It's very kick ass.
Yeah.
So I went with modified Gigan as a most metal Godzilla character. Check it out.
What? You know,
Dan's like, the most metal Godzilla monster, of course, is the abduction of Beverly Clark in You Just Got Saved the UFO Abduction.
All right, I'm gonna go just because I loved this movie when I was a kid. We went and saw it in a drive-thru. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was Hedorah the Smog
Damn it,
Monster.
That was my other one. Fuck yeah.
So he's just like, he starts off as a bunch of microbes in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then all the microbes gather together into one giant Cthulhu looking thing
that's
comprised of acid and smog and shit.
Yeah, it's basically like a pollution monster.
Yeah, it's the smog monster.
Yeah, it's the smog monster.
And when it flies around, it emits sulfuric acid. So it murders the shit out of people as it flies around.
Oh my God, yeah. That's so dope.
At one point in the movie, it reaches in itself and just pulls out a ball of shit and throws it at fucking Godzilla. And it can transform into like a flying saucer thing that farts out fucking
that's
sulfuric
amazing.
Acid and murders the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
Looks like a Cronenberg monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's definitely got a Cthulhu vibe to it.
Oh, totally. It's got Yeah, total Cthulhu vibe. It's got vaginas for eyes.
Yeah. And it's basically like the only way to kill it is to dry it out.
Yeah.
And if any of it lives, it'll grow back. Like you have to kill the whole thing.
Because it's made of microbes and shit. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just a giant hive mind monster.
It's literally one of my, it's probably my favorite Godzilla movie is Godzilla versus Hedorah.
Fuck
because
yeah.
it's like all seven, it's early 70s, so they're still doing like, there's like they take acid and like do like this dance go dance sequence in the middle and like not the monsters but people and then there's this whole cool message about polluting the earth and shit in it instead of it being about nuclear fear, you know.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's badass. Yeah, it's basically it's like the plastic trash guyer like grains in the Pacific Ocean just becomes a creature. It's fucking bad as fuck.
Yeah, they apparently I haven't seen the movie in a very long time, but I do remember and then read about in the end when he's gonna fight Hedorah for the last time. It's at the base of Mount Fuji, and there's a bunch of people on top of Mount Fuji throwing an orgy party for the end of the world because they're like, yeah, he's gonna kill everybody, so let's just fuck it away.
Nice.
And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, let's fucking do this. That's the way humanity should go out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking
orgy mountain.
Fucking recklessly.
Yeah.
And the rock hard bone or mountain. It's like a the cum does flow when the titties are out. And the rock hard bone or mountain.
You know that old hobo song?
You know that one. Who doesn't like that?
That old sailor song from the sea?
Yeah. Hobo bone or mountain?
The butts are round and condoms aren't allowed.
And the crack is free.
Rock hard bone or mountain? Yeah, man. Hedera is like definitely like one of my favorites. It's fucking yeah. Just
it was so good when I was a kid. I loved it.
It's fan fucking tastic. So yeah, those are our choices for most metal Godzilla monster. You guys go online and vote. Dan chose Hedera. I chose Modified Gigan.
Yeah.
And so that's go on and tell us which one is the most metal. Did you have a backup, Dan?
It would have been Gigan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sick. There we go. We both chose each other's choices. So fucking perfect. So that works out great. I think that brings us to the polls. Sick. So this is we're going to read the results from last week's episode.
Yep.
Let us know. You guys are going to let us know who fucking won. Or actually, producer Randy's
going to let you know who won.
Yeah, fuck yeah, do it.
All right, so. God damn it, that button's gone again.
The one that keeps your butt flap closed in those footy pajamas you insist on wearing?
There it is. All right, so. Episode 83. We're going to start off with the first topic, the most metal terrorist. Bust out that tie crusher because it was a 50-50 tie.
Oh, shit. And that
between Nat Turner and Hassan bin Sabah.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I'm rolling. I got off the table. Okay. Again, it's such a heavy die. it's somewhere between a 56 and a 19. Damn, this tabletop. 19.
Oh, you just shook
you
it.
Just nudged
I shook it.
It,
to
yep,
I shook it to a 58.
All right.
I'm nothing if not. Whatever. That's. I got a 50% on it. There we go. Dan got a 65.
All
so,
right.
It looks like it was Hassan bin Sabah.
Sabah.
Sorry.
Hassan bin Sabah is the official winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there was a winner
who
for...
Who was the guy who created the assassins, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
So, great choice.
And for the most metal meat you can buy with a 58% was the beating cobra heart.
Yo. All
yeah.
Right.
I showed... During 4th of July, I showed my sister that picture of the chicken. I was like, oh, you want to see some fucked up meat? The picture you found of it just laying out? And she was like, I'd never eat that. I'm like, it's probably delicious. I've heard it's good. I
want that now.
I'd eat it.
Yeah,
I would eat the
for sure.
Fuck. But I want it in like a trashy... I wonder if I could take it to Chicken and Guns downtown or
smoke it
up the street and be like, do your thing. You know what I mean? Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Completely. Like, the bones are black. The guts are black.
All of it, yeah.
Like, everything's black.
Its eyes are black. I think that fucking rocks.
Fucking demon chicken. It looks great.
Demon chicken. But also, I mean, still beating Cobra Heart is fucking hard
to
beat.
That's metal as fuck.
I would also rock that.
Yeah.
I would do it once.
Yeah.
I would never do it again. But
whatever.
Once.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't invite like all the other shit that they do, but like I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do the Cobra Heart. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Fucking bad as fuck. I mean, whatever. It died. I deserve its power.
It's a cobra. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Can I absorb the symbol of evil?
A hopefully endangered species. there's no reason to want to save the cobra.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking a campaign that would fail.
Yeah, no shit. It was just the scourge of wicker baskets everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, that would be
they are weak against flutes.
That's true.
We know that.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be
flutes
right below the if they hit, like the Save the Tarantula campaign. Save the Wasp. That's another one that isn't going to make get a lot of donations.
Save the Wind Scorpion.
Yeah.
Like, no. Good riddance.
Save the Emperor Scorpion.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Save the acid-spitting lungfish. I don't think I'm going to do that at all, actually.
Save the pufferfish. It's dying out.
Save the three-tooth lamprey. I will not.
I refuse.
Although I would love to see the cuddly, them trying to make the, like a cuddly, cute version of it on the t-shirts where you're like, no, that's still a lamprey. That's yeah. like, not okay.
Oh, it saved the pee hole fish. I don't even remember what it's called. What the fuck? What is the name of that fish?
Oh,
The one that's that swims spikes up your out in your dick. Yeah.
Kandiru.
Hold on.
The Kandiru?
It's called Kandiru. I wanted to call it Klindathu, and that's not what it is at all. But it's Kandiru,
yeah.
Yeah, it's save Kandiru. The Kandiru.
Also known as the toothpick fish, the vampire fish.
The fucking, yeah, boner fish.
Boner fish. More commonly known as.
Yeah.
The unicorn fish.
the chlamydia fish.
It burns when I pee.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. I think, are we already at Ride the Lightning Round?
We're at the Ride the Lightning Round.
Shit, yeah. Ride the Lightning Round. Hell yeah. This is the Ride the Lightning Round, everybody. Actually, before we do that, I think we had a most metal person of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This week. And sometimes...
We had a couple, actually.
We had a couple. This week, we try to do this, and unless I forget, which I almost did. But the most metal, we do like a most metal or least metal person of the week, the most metal person of the week, this comes from, my buddy Chris, who sent me an amazing article, I believe from CNN, no, it was actually from the geekocracy.com, whatever, also a very, legitimate, reputable yeah. source, I think it's from a CNN thing, but anyway, that's yours is from the Geekocracy. All right, yeah. This is great. Mine's from CNN. That's what I thought. So, the headline is that billionaire Chris Klein, who is a coal mining billionaire,
yeah.
he died in a helicopter crash near the Bahamas. And so the most metal person of the week is that helicopter.
Yeah.
That helicopter
Congrats.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That helicopter is doing the best job any helicopter has ever done.
Yeah.
I love it. more than like a Aerovac helicopter or a Medevac helicopter.
Yeah.
The one that took just the right life.
Is yeah.
Basically, this helicopter took off with a bunch of drunk partygoers at like 2 a.m. in the Bahamas. And then it never made it to its destination. They found it 2 miles away, upside down in 16 feet of water. Just righting the wrong that happened when that guy fucked the earth out of a bunch of resources. Fuck that dude.
You know what's funny?
That guy poisoned so many people. I hate billionaires so fucking much.
Yeah.
I love that helicopter. I hope it was sentient and knew what was up.
So you that article was sent over. We all read it.
Uh-huh.
And then like I pulled up that article and the very first thing it says, billionaire and philanthropist. So automatically in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, let's see how philanthropic he was.
Here we go.
And then I looked through him like, oh, he's a fucking cult. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Coal billionaire.
So happy he's dead.
His
fuck
philanthropy
you.
Was like, I built museums with my name on it. And shit. You're like, and also, that's a tax write-off. I don't know if you know that about... But if their philanthropy is well below their net worth and what they made that year, and they get to write off a bunch of it if they buy some paintings and shit.
Yeah,
fuck those dudes.
Honestly, like I don't even think his philanthropy was very good because he just made a black lung museum.
Exactly.
He made a black lung museum?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, but he promoted coal mining, which just fucking kills people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It kills so many people, like not just the miners but the people surrounding areas. It poisons the cleanup that they never do. So there's the arsenic that flows into water supplies.
Burning coal is going to destroy the planet.
Yeah, burning coal, huge fucked up. One of the worst CO2 emitters that there is. Like, fuck that dude.
Yeah,
and he made billions of dollars. Let me guess. Were all those coal miners middle class people that send all their kids to? No, probably not. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Fuck.
Middle
you.
Class is also probably a generous word.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you're talking about whatever. Fuck this dude. That helicopter is a fucking hero.
Yeah.
They should pull it out of the water. That should be on a museum of. That's the Robin Hood copter for fucking redistributing all that fucking wealth. Fuck
that
dude.
They should rename it the guillotine.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Love that. right. God bless that helicopter.
So the one that I found was honestly on the geekocracy.com website a lady who won the longsword competition at the World Invitationals for European martial arts.
Yeah, so it's a longsword competition.
Yeah, so it's basically sick. Like modern day Brienne of Tarth. Fucking fought people, she fought men and women, and kicked the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Had a custom suit of Kevlar armor made.
Nice.
So it's just badass, man.
She goes by the name Samantha Swords.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I'd be Brian of Snacks if I was in that competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking bad as fuck. Yeah. I like just a real Braveheart fucking person just out there in the world fucking shit up. And that rules. Hell yeah. Two people doing what's right.
Doing what's right in much different ways.
Absolutely. So, that was, I think that does bring us to the polls now. Or not the polls, but sorry.
Ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning round. I'm an idiot. This is where producer Randy goes on Wikipedia, hits the random button.
How many times?
Oh, I'll tell you. Two times.
Not one or three.
Not uno, not dos.
Well, dos.
Dos.
Oh, right. Dos
for sure.
But not, right. This is going great.
Not Trace.
Not Trace.
Not Quattro.
You lost me. Oh, math major over here. Senior math. and it's Quattros. I'm kidding. My Spanish only goes as far as Chic razor blades. Yeah,
whichever one. When they stop naming it after the fucking number of blades, you fucking.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Then we get to five, and I'm real good at physics.
Yeah. So this is where everybody's Randy goes on, hits the random button two times, and then Dan and I, with our expansive hive mind knowledge, because we will totally know what these two things will be, or what they mean when he brings them up, and we decide between the two things which one's more metal. Producer Rander, are you ready?
I am. I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to ride this lightning?
I'm fucking straddling it like a motherfucker.
Straddling it?
All right. It is poised beneath me.
I am saddled and ready to go.
I am jizzing lightning right now.
Shocking. Yeah, the lightning is suction cup to the coffee table.
To the shower wall.
To the shower wall.
Oh, yeah. Ready to be the shower wall.
Ready to go.
You definitely don't want electricity anywhere but near water.
Yes. That's yes.
True. That is so much. It's so much more pleasurable.
Oh, my God. That means you have to wear Crocs. And that literally the only gross part about it. It's like, well, now it's not cool.
Now it's not hot.
Now it's weird. Before it was like, all right. All right.
You guys want your topics?
Yes. Yeah. Please.
All right. The first one is Robert Ingersoll Aitken.
Oh, okay.
Robert Ingersoll Aitken.
Aitken.
The second one is Vincent Pilotti.
Pilotti. Vincent Pilotti is actually, he was an anthropomorphic cob of corn.
Yeah.
Covered in, mayonnaise and, seasoning. And like chili powder.
Yeah.
And,
he's a very popular character.
Yeah, he was a very popular character.
Cartoon character.
Character in South America and Mexico.
Yeah.
Vincent Pilotti.
Pilotti.
And he would delight the children at carnivals and fairs. And he also had he had a pet dog named Lucas that he came along with him, and he was and then he would fight he would fight Senor Bland. who hated good flavors.
Yeah.
And he would sword fight him with a rapier all around, and he was very badass.
You can still find those cartoons on YouTube right now.
Yeah, Vincent Pelote.
Vincent Pelote.
The
anthropomorphized ear of corn.
Ear of corn. And that's exactly what that is.
It couldn't be anything else.
That's what that was.
But I remind me what the other one was.
Robert Ingersoll Aitken.
Aitken. Robert Ingersoll Aitken.
A-I-T-K-E-N.
He's famously, honestly, everybody knows who he is.
Of course.
But
God knows I do.
I'm shocked I kept this selection.
He's most well known for as the inventor of the Furby. and then infamously known for the world's first and premier Furby torturer. So he made them just so he could have something cute experience fear. Which is creepy as fuck, honestly. Like, I'm not on board, but he got semi-famous from it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He'd tour around with his cart of screaming Furbies.
Yeah.
And he would go out on stage and turn them all on at once.
Yeah.
And it would be like a music installation for the damned.
Yeah, it was. I remember he was like, yeah, he would be like, "Hello, look what I will do with my hot coat hangers." Beat them with hot coat hangers endlessly. He was a real fucked up dude for sure. Yeah. And they had that voice.
He had that voice.
We all remember.
He sounded like that.
Yeah, so those are our choices. Randy, what were we actually talking about?
So starting with Mr. Furby himself, Robert Ingersoll Aitken was an American sculptor. He is most famous, apparently, for the West Pediment of the Supreme Court in D.C., So the sculpting above, like the, I forgot what it's called.
Oh, is it that picture of Uncle Sam taking a bite out of the earth?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. Yeah. And Vincent Pelote, better known as Saint Vincent Pelote, was an Italian ecclesiastic and a saint.
Oh.
Yeah. What's he the saint of?
Of getting fucked to death by corn. They fed him corn and then put him over a fire, and he popped like Jiffy Pop into a big balloon.
The picture that's in Wikipedia looks like he's about to grab a smoke from a soft pack of Camels.
Nice.
I can turn it without interrupting the recording.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously, it looks like he just pulled those out of his sleeve.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it looks like a Lucky Strike ad from the 50s. When I'm about to be beaten to death by a group of heathens, I like to reach for the nice, smoothing, toasted flavor of a Lucky Strike cigarette.
Palm Mall.
When I'm about to have my palms removed from my hands, I reach for a Palm Mall. Because I'll never palm flavor. Anything again.
The smooth flavor.
Now, gentlemen, according to the time that I have, we definitely have time for one more.
Want
to
do one more, Dan?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
One more.
So
the reticence is what makes it engaging. No, let's do it.
So first topic, the Northeastern Utah Educational Services.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Charles Benoit Livernoy.
These are both really great. I went first last time. I'll give
it. So the Utah, what was the Utah?
Northeastern running? Utah Educational Services.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where they exclusively teach the art of polygamy.
There's that book, One Wife, Two Wife, Red Wife, Blue Wife. Yeah.
Famously published by the Northeastern Utah
Educational.
By Dr. Swap. Was that their name?
Dr. Sluice. One wife, two wife, green wife, blue wife.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I love that they teach polygamy there. That's
yeah,
like,
yeah. Young wife, old wife.
Young wife, young wife.
Young wife, used wife. It's real weird, actually.
Yeah, it's old wife, child wife, child wife, child wife. Yeah.
They play a lot of games of sister, sister, goose.
The show Sister, Sister was very popular there.
Yeah, for sure.
Except it was called Wife, Wife. Oh, my God. That's, yeah.
Wife, Wife, Lie. That's what it's called.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A Little Wife, Lie. I only have one wife is normally what they tell you.
Yeah.
Just tell a little wife lie. You only have one and everybody else is a roommate.
Yeah. yeah, that's, there's a lot to learn in there, you know,
yeah.
Like, Tuesdays is for Susan was another, book. it was great. That's like, yeah, that's good. That's a good book. And that was it. That was the entirety of
did.
Their educational system.
Yeah.
Was shut up and listen. That was the women. That was the female course.
Oh yeah, for
and,
sure.
Husband knows best. husband knows all. Shut up and listen to husband.
Yeah.
Sew me some clothes. it was a lot of that shit. The other one, remind me, Randy.
Charles Benoit Livernois.
Of course, the inventor of Benoit balls.
Yeah.
The inventor of balls on a string that you put in your butt. And
then they clack together while you get fucked.
Yeah. You just get them in there.
It's real exciting.
Yeah, they're Benoit balls. You put them in your butt.
Yeah.
And then you come like a Civil War cannon. It just, they're great. The guy was actually, I don't know if you know this, he was killed by the people of ancient Greece because he was teaching the children to come too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And they thought he was like, you know, and so he gathered around and he said, he was like, instead of being killed by the state, he had all of his students fuck him to death.
Yeah. And they said, we're going to give one to the gaper. That's what they're...
Let's do it for the gaper.
Let's do it for the gaper. And it was a common phrase back then, yeah. Too. Like, for at least 100 years.
Yeah, they just stayed around and just waited for his asshole to stop winking.
Yeah.
And that's when they knew he was gone.
That's when they knew he was gone. Also, those things in your office where the line of balls that clack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, those are called Benoit
desk balls.
Yeah, Benoit desk balls. They're a testament to his genius.
Yeah. An object once in motion goes in your butt, I believe.
He famously said that, yeah.
Yeah. Goes in my butt. That was his quote. What the fuck were we just talking about, Randy?
So the Northeastern Utah Educational Services is one
of... It's fictional. It doesn't work. It doesn't exist. Why would it?
Is one of four regional service centers in Utah established to provide equitable and cost-effective services to 9 rural school districts to match those offered to students on Utah's Western Wasatch Front.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And Charles Benoit Livernois was a political figure in Lower Canada.
Oh.
Oh, that guy. Damn it.
Maple syrup enema guy.
Exactly.
I was way off.
Yeah.
Old Sticky Cheeks. I forgot about.
Sticky Cheeks Benoit.
Yeah, Sticky Cheeks Benoit, we called him.
Old Sweet Finger.
Old sauce salad. Got a pre-sauce salad, that guy. Oh my God, that's great. Yeah. He was, yeah, quite a political figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been the episode, everybody.
I think so.
Thanks everybody for joining in. Please share the episode or our episodes with friends. Tell people about it. Trying to get the word out. We're gonna have the Patreon up with a bunch of fucking rad things in it that are going to be really fucking kick-ass. We might also just sell some of this stuff separately as well, like in a, so we're gonna see how these things go, gauge these things as we go. And if you're in the Portland area, make sure you check Dan and I out. We do a bunch of shows all the fucking time. I'm gonna be in the weekend of the 12th and the 13th. I'll be featuring for Ted Alexandro at Helium Comedy Club. He's best known for his right after Louis got outed. He had like this YouTube video where he just kind of talked about it at the Comedy Cellar that went kind of viral, which is pretty badass.
Yeah, he's funny and very political.
Yeah, which is bad as fuck. That'll be a great.
He's awesome.
That'll be a great time. And so I'm doing that. I don't know if you got anything coming up, Dan.
The only thing I've got coming up next week is the I'm doing the Portland's Funniest Person contest.
Oh, yeah.
First round on the 11th.
I'm gonna watch Dan smash that shit.
Go, the late show. It starts at 9:30.
Fuck yeah, dude. Give him a whole earful of pelote.
I'm gonna give him some pelote.
Yeah, but fuck yeah. So make sure you guys come and do that. Anyway, so this is that's been the episode. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I hope you had as much fun listening to it as we have doing it. And hail Satan.
Yeah, hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Sun went down and the jungle fires were burning. Down the track in my hobo hiking and said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm heading for a land that's far away to watch the squirter's fountain. Where the butts are around, there's no condoms found on the rock hard boner mountain. No skinned up knees and the cups are seized and you come like a fountain. You can be a slut, you can eat some butt on the rock hard boner mountain. Skin flute solo!